Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
Hello, my name is John Hamilton. I'm Managing Director at African Energy, and I'm here at AEF 2024 in Barcelona with Sarvesh Suri, who is Regional Industry Director for Infrastructure and Natural Resources Africa for the International Finance Corporation, for IFC. Welcome. It was recently announced that the partnership between your parent organization, the World Bank, and the African Development Bank to put a large amount of resources into expanding energy access in Africa. So I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about that, and in particular, you know, the role that the IFC is going to play in that.
Thank you, John. And we in the World Bank Group have defined energy as our priority number one, priority number two, and priority number three. That's because energy touches the heart of development. You know, once people have energy, access to energy, kids can study in the evening. SMEs can get energy to increase their productivity, run their machines, create the jobs that are really needed to pull Africa out of poverty. So both on the changing people's lives as well as on economic development, we see energy as a key enabler to achieve that. As a result, we have, you know, over the last, if you see, 10 to 20 years, the access to energy in other parts of the world, except for Africa, has increased to nearly 100% now. But Africa, since COVID, since COVID in 2020, the access to energy has actually gone down. Although we have connected 600 million people over the last 15 odd years in Africa with access, the reality is that there are still 600 million people that are not connected to access to energy. Wow. So we in the World Bank Group have doubled down our efforts. The idea is that we, jointly with the African Development Bank and with other partners such as the UN, Sustainable Energy for All, Rockefeller Foundation, and other partners, we will take the governments, the private sector, and other stakeholders together to achieve at least 300 million connections by 2030. So to enable really the achievement of SDG 7, Sustainable Development Goal 7, that is affordable, clean access to energy and reliable access to energy for all in Africa.
I mean, that's a really major ambition, and I'm aware with rising populations, I mean, that it's a necessary step that you have to take. And, you know, everything we're hearing at AEF and in the industry is that the role of the private sector is going to be absolutely essential in helping governments and you achieve the same. And of course, that is, you know, the purpose of the IFC. So, I mean, can you tell us a bit more about that specific objective on private sector involvement?
Absolutely. So achieving the ambition that I just talked about will need close to at least about $200 billion of investment. If you look at the public sector financing, that can only achieve a small percentage of that financing. So within all institutions, what's absolutely clear is attracting private sector investments is really the strategy for us to be able to achieve this ambition. So we are now focused on both on-grid electricity connection, but also trying to really increase the velocity of progress of the off-grid connections as well. I'll give you a few examples of the kind of projects and innovations we are supporting. So recently we worked with a company called Scatec Solar, Scatec Release. This company has developed a new innovative model of putting containerized solar solutions that can be deployed in remote locations which are not connected to grid, or even transportation is a challenge there, in a very quick time frame. So this company has already achieved significant projects that they've implemented in countries like Cameroon, And we are providing financing to them and support to them to increase it in other countries like Chad, Liberia, Sao Tome and Principe, and others. In the case of Burundi, a country where access has plateaued for the last 20 odd years to less than 13% overall, and in the rural areas, it's less than 2 to 3%. We have worked with a company called Visa Power, which is received a concession from the government, and right now they're in the pilot phase to provide distribution services to the entire population except for two major cities in the country. And we're delighted to be partnering with them and supporting them in their journey to very rapidly increase access in the country, which has very poor access.
I know that.
Similarly, we continue to also provide financing and support for large power projects, which are also very important for generation. So recently, in Cameroon, a project called Naktigal it was just commissioned. The first turbine was commissioned just earlier this month.
Sure.
We are very proud that this was one of the projects that IFC supported from conception. We were one of the developers, and eventually we got private sector investors to come in and then deliver the project as they deliver today. So our ambition is from the World Bank Group to double nearly our financial investments in the energy sector, both on-grid and off-grid. But the prime motivation is to get private sector to come with much larger investments to achieve the ambition.
So sort of summarizing what you've described, I mean, there are just a couple, I think, of many kind of distributed or type of power solutions, such as the Scartec release one, and then very large, you know, Natigal, sort of a major hydro plant. And I know, certainly in the reporting that we've done, we've certainly seen that one of the impressive things about the IFCs is your sort of long-term commitment. And there's projects where, you know, which have taken quite a long time to get to fruition, but you've been alongside them all the way. Going a bit further there into the way this, you know, this is going to bring more private sector finance into the sector. I mean, you've identified private sector sort of players who've come up with the solutions that you've described. You've backed them with finance so that they can scale up and sort of go into other countries. Are you then expecting that because of your participation that other private sector finance will follow you in? Because, I mean, that is what is needed to achieve those objectives that you're talking about in the
next
years.
So, yes. I think achieving or really energizing Africa is the initiative's name that we put. So to achieve the private sector participation to the extent that we want to achieve our ambition, we'll need an all-hands-on-deck approach. So we want the governments to partner with us, and we are progressing in that direction. I can talk about it because the governments are instrumental in creating reforms to attract investors within their countries, both on the on-grid and off-grid sectors. You know, there should be a way for having a better regulation on tariffs in countries to come in. And that's the role that the governments are expected to play. The donors would have to provide concessional finance in also much larger numbers to provide clean power to people. And then the DFIs, such as ourselves, will have to find the solutions, both provide advisory services, but also investments, as you talked about, at much larger scale to achieve the goal. And then eventually, we are very keen to attract more private sector players to invest into Africa. So right now, we have quite a few players who invest in Africa from overseas. But we would like to attract other players from other continents, such as Asia and Latin America and Caribbean as well. To continue to be attracted to invest in Africa. This will not only need the financing and the regulatory support that I talked about, but also would need political risk insurance and guarantees from our sister institution, MIGA. And to achieve that under the World Bank Group platform, we have now enabled MIGA or expanded MIGA, MIGA's role. We brought in the entire World Bank Group guarantees under MIGA to be able to provide these large projects, single point of contact to achieve, to provide the kind of comfort these investors need, financial comfort these investors need to come and invest.
Okay, so you are I mean, you've made a really important financial commitment, and as you've described, you're also changing the way that you actually approach the problem in order to make that more effective.
Exactly. So I think a few changes we are making in our institution is, first of all, I think the ambition is changing the institutions the way we work. And, you know, we are now focused on the main goal and not looking at the project by project approach. The second thing that as you touched upon, you know, we are bringing our guarantees under one roof. And the third thing, which is really different now, is that we are working collectively with the other DFIs. So AFDB and us, as well as some of the other partners I talked about, you and others, we are in the same kitchen. We are really co-creating solutions on a country-by-country basis to be able to achieve our ambition.
So much. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.